You are doing a work from beginning to end. In Genesis, you set us up to see and to know that you were at work in our midst doing something in us, through us, and on our behalf. And in Revelations, we see that you finish it, you bring it to completion, to something beautiful and sophisticated. Genesis is the infancy, Lord, of humanity. The earth is like its womb. Your spirit hovers within the over the earth and draws forth your image and your ideal out of this weak and frail flesh. But in the end, Lord, you bring about an adult, a mature humanity, full grown and resplendent, a peer and a helpmate for Christ, someone whom you take to yourself as a bride and a partner and an equal, someone whom you share the reign of heaven with, someone whom you share your future creative projects on worlds and galaxies yet to be envisioned, yet to be formed. And oh Lord, it has been a painful process. Oh Lord, the knitting together of one humanity, one beautiful daughter, out of all the long ages of humanity, it has been an arduous process, fraught with peril and missteps. But yet you have governed and knitted it together just according to your desire and design. And though stillbirth seemed imminent at many places, Lord, you have revived and coaxed life out of this human race over and over and over again. There have been wars and reformations. There have been pivotal moments in human history when everything seemed in turmoil, but out of it new gifts and new blessings, new multiplications, new prosperity was formed, was birthed, Lord, into humanity, bringing about new opportunities. The Reformation brought conscience and education, the opportunity to read and write for oneself, to the masses, so that our intellect began to flower and to grow on a much broader scale than ever before. The Industrial Revolution, painful. The first generation to experience that, Lord, suffered horribly in factories that were ill-suited to the human, the human body, Lord. And death and new diseases and weariness rested on a generation that fought through to gain a greater sense of productivity and abundance, a shared wealth with the middle class that brought about a middle class that could experience leisure for the first time in human history. Machines to do our work for us became commonplace. Machines to give us respite from our toil and leisure time to pursue greater intellectual and creative pursuits on a much broader scale than ever before in history. Each of these turbulent seasons in our life, Lord, has brought about new gifts and blessings and fruitfulness and productivity. But it was not without its sacrifices. It was not without death clinging to a generation, Lord. And Lord, I sense that your spirit is at work again, and death clings to a generation that is bound up with anxiety and depression, lost hope and disillusionment. But out of that, Lord, you are also multiplying information and synapses and cortical processing speeds in this younger generation that baffle their parents and their grandparents, something never before witnessed. The human frontal cortex as a whole is expanding exponentially. Like an adolescent in a final flowering into adulthood, Lord, when the synapses and the cortical processing of an entire generation is growing exponentially in ways that are beautiful, that are mesmerizing to those who have eyes to see it, Lord. I've talked kind of humorously to some in my own personal circle about memelish, about this new language that is evolving, that is contextual and multifaceted and layered, that operates at a processing speed that my generation and my parents' generation can't even keep up and understand. And it wouldn't be possible if this generation had not been steeped in a multimedia culture from early, early in their childhood, Lord. You are expanding the human genome. You are multiplying the collective frontal lobe of the human race. And I see it happening before me, and I am in awe, Lord. You prophesied through Isaiah that one day a generation would come, and when we saw what you had done through them and how your spirit rested on them, we would say, only by God could this be possible. They are a beauty and a work of God that we did not even imagine. And so I speak life to this generation, Lord. I speak life over these to whom death would cling to, death would claim with anxiety and depression and disillusionment, with the awareness of so much famine and war and persecution and injustice, Lord, on a global scale, like no other generation has had to carry the woe, Lord, of the world, like this young generation carries the woes of the world, Lord, on their little growing and evolving hearts, Lord. And they cannot carry it alone. But I know that is in every age past, when the abyss would threaten to swallow up all of humanity in death, your spirit, your ruach, it hovers over the waters, and it forces life to come back into the earth again. It forces the tehom to let go, and let living waters rise, and the ruach to move and animate a new generation of beings. Lord, what you do is beautiful. Lord, who you are is beautiful. And I speak to this generation. Grasp, grasp the ruach of life and do not let the tehom consume you. For you will be a flowering of the human genome that is more resplendent and beautiful than any generation yet known. For the Lord has called you at this last hour to finish the work, to finish the work, and to walk into the gate of peace, the gate of peace. Do not despair because you see mourning, for the gateway to life is flanked by the pillars of blessed are the poor in spirit who know that they cannot overcome the tehom alone, and the pillar of mourning those who have carried the woes of the earth of a generation beset by injustice. You, my beautiful children, my beautiful brothers and sisters yet to be born. Walk through the pillars and know that there is hope. There is hope in the temple of life, in the house of the Numa Sophia. She has erected her pillars. She has prepared her table and mixed the wine of life, the wine of joy and blessing. She has laid before you a table in the presence of your enemies. And you are not forsaken. You are gathered in. You are deeply loved. And you are beautiful.